Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On a Wednesday, get ready. Here comes the heat. I did just see, Jamie, on social media that we are going to be the hottest place in the country. We are good. Kansas City, Missouri, and the surrounding area will be hotter than anywhere in America today.
Don't we go through this every summer, though?
Yeah, we kind of do.
You know,
we kind of do.
It stinks, and we never get used to it, and we never get to like it anymore. Don't you like hot weather?
I do. I'm fine with it. I think it's fantastic.
The same. Where I was last week was like 65 degrees.
Yeah.
It was delightful.
I mean, I'm excited. Today, high of 97, heat index of well over 100. 96 yeah. Tomorrow, like you just heard, 97 on Friday, 97 on Saturday. Heat indices all over 100. Today, we are the hottest in all of America. So congratulations. Tomorrow, Chicago gets that. They get to be hotter than us tomorrow. But when it gets hot in a couple hours, real hot, will be number one. So stay cool, drink water.
Cooling centers are open.
Oh, tons of them.
What are the other PSA reminders we should
drink plenty of fluids. You know, don't spend so much time out inside.
Please just leave your pets at home today.
Oh, man.
Please just leave the pets at home. And in all seriousness for a second, this is the kind of week where when you are in a grocery store parking lot, glance in people's cars.
Yeah.
For checking for babies and dogs.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, this is the weather where it's okay to be a little extra aware and vigilant as you're out and about. Please just leave your pets at home.
And make sure you take your baby out of the car.
Please check for your children.
All right.
Take your children. Leave the kids at home too, maybe. Maybe that's just a better.
Go to Home Depot and leave your baby at
home. Don't leave your house. Just stay at home with the air conditioning. Don't leave your house. But for sure, be checking for.
Because tomorrow, you know what's going to happen.
We're going to have a story about
you and I. Yeah. Yep. 10:05. It'll be somebody somewhere in Missouri, somebody somewhere in Kansas. You know, mother faces charges after baby and dog left in car while she went into the dollar store for an hour and a half.
Or dad was supposed to drop the kid off at daycare.
Yep.
And, you know, we had that story. That story's happened before where, you know, you forget to drop the kid off or you forget, you know, you go straight to work or whatever. So you're out of your normal routine and things happen.
Yeah. Don't just remember what's in your car with you. Don't leave your car or don't leave your baby in your car. Don't leave your pet in your car. Mm-hmm. Don't leave your kid in your car. Come on. Please, let's try to get through one heat wave where we don't have those conversations.
That would be awesome, yes.
But it'll happen. It definitely will happen. All right, there's your PSA. Going to be hot for a while. We're the hottest part of the country right here.
So I'm not anxious to have a discussion about politics or about racism or about President Trump's tweets. And we went several days without really talking about it, with the exception of when Jason Nevins came in and had a situation from over the weekend. But President Trump tweeted some things over the weekend that are getting some responses. And Wicked, I'll let you perhaps refresh us on President Trump's tweets. And
thank you.
Yeah, that seems like a job better suited for you. But the Lee Summit School Superintendent, whose name is Dennis Carpenter, who is a black man who is on Twitter, tweeted some responses to President Trump's tweets. And with that, there's a discussion happening about whether the superintendent of a school district should be having responses like that on Twitter. So what did the president say on Sunday as I was gleefully away from Twitter enjoying the end of my vacation?
So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswoman who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst and most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. They should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places which they came. 3 out of 4 of them were born in the United States. Not only is it racist, it's stupid. Because they were born here.
So there's that.
I don't want...
But we needed to tell you, you needed, if you didn't already know, you're living under a rock.
Yeah, if you haven't heard it by now.
That's what he said. So in response to that, well, real quick, a brief history of Dennis Carpenter's time as Lee Summit School Superintendent
this
as it applies to race.
Man, he has got nine lives.
He is not afraid of being controversial, which I appreciate. But the Kansas City Star did a lot of the story, so we're reading a bit out of there. But keeping in mind that Lee Summit is predominantly white and there is a black school superintendent there, and that he had an effort underway for a while to try to close the gap, the achievement gap between minority and white students. And so with that, the school board twice turned down firms suggested by Carpenter to come in and do some equity training with teachers on handling students of different races. The school board was against that, a couple of different times said no, but last month the board voted to hire a firm to start equity training as soon as this summer. So he's gotten a lot of attention for that being a goal of his, to get some equity training with teachers. And teachers were upset about it. And yes, it seemed like at one point when his contract was up that that was going to be an issue. He got renewed. No big deal. Okay. So if you want to follow him on Twitter and take a look at what he said, he is at EquitySup1. At EquitySup1, if you want to look at the tweets themselves.
The superintendent's name on Twitter?
Handle. Yes.
Random, all right.
He uses it, Equity Superintendent. Yeah, he's all about the equity. So racist in chief was the hashtag being used to refer to President Trump on Sunday after that. So here were some of the things that Dennis Carpenter said.
Oh, boy.
When we normalize and fail to denounce racist Twitter rants from the leader of the free world, we shouldn't be surprised that similar lines of thinking show up at the local level. Hashtag sad. That post was retweeted by Mandy Abarca, a Kansas City Public Schools board member. And then he said some other things. He had said that it was clear to him that the president's tweet was about race and that most media outlets across the country had already identified Trump's tweets as racist. And in response, Carpenter said his tweet was about race, not about politics, because there are people saying you need to stay out of politics, that you're getting into politics and you need to stay out of it. Cameron Greenwell, who is a student in the district, tweeted, quote, "You don't have the right to impose your political views on students within our district." There were a lot of people that said that, who said that your job is about kids in the district. No one cares about your political views. The superintendent said while his intent was not at all political, he's not aware of any state or national rule or guidance that frowns on superintendents taking a political stand on social media. The Star talked to the past president of the American Association of School Superintendents, David Schuler, who said superintendents have the right to have personal views and share them as they so choose. His Twitter account is owned by him and not by the district, and uses it for his professional and personal views. Again, he is the black leader of a predominantly white district who has tried a lot to get some equity training there. And the school board fought that quite a bit. And now he is being open about what he thinks of President Trump on Twitter. Is that okay?
This goes back to the free speech argument.
Sure it does.
And, man, this dude, he is in the news often. 576-7798. Do you think that a school superintendent, because we've talked about police officers and, you know, people who are supposed to keep everyone safe, this guy is supposed to be the superintendent for everyone in the Lee Summit School District. Was it free speech for him to tweet out what he did? Should he get fired for this? Should he be reprimanded in any way? 576-7798. And you can text in at 22980.
Let me read you again the two tweets, because okay. There was one that I only read one and there's a second one. So again, these were both posted a couple of days ago. People of color are often told to go back where we came from. Direct and indirect messages constantly say, go back to your country, side of town, neighborhood, former job, etc. You aren't needed or wanted in spaces we have normed as white. Hashtag racist in chief gets a zero for originality. And then he said, when we normalize and fail to denounce racist Twitter rants from the leader of the free world, we shouldn't be surprised that similar lines of thinking show up at the local level. Both of those tweets been liked about 100 times.
We used to have a producer here. His name was Travis. And Travis is a black guy. And Travis, one time when he was out running an errand for you and me, Jamie, part of his job. He was told to go back where he came from, and then he was spit upon while in a Walmart parking lot, I believe right down the road here from us in Mission, by a white guy. Told him to go back where he came from. Travis actually from Texas, so I don't know what this person was talking about. That term is racist. I don't know if it's a superintendent's position to go ahead and get into the middle of this foray. I don't know if that's right. It doesn't sound to me that it was right for him to do this, because now you are creating a controversy in a mixed district that didn't, it's creating a controversy that didn't need to happen. However, if he felt it was his place to try to fight the racism fight that comes from this tweet from our president, then is it his job? Is that a superintendent's job?
I don't think he's creating a controversy that wasn't already there. I mean, we just spent 5 minutes telling you he's already been fighting quite a bit for equity training in the district. He's already been vocal about wanting to close the achievement gap between black and white students in his district. So I don't think anybody should be surprised that he thinks this. I don't think he's creating a point of view or creating a controversy that wasn't already there. The question again becomes, of course he has the right to free speech. The question is it okay for him, given the role that he has, to be public about that opinion on Twitter? But again, I'll say he's already been public about his opinion. I mean, he's been very vocal about wanting to bring in an equity firm to, you know, teach more of their teachers about how to deal with black students.
But now you throw in the powder keg of boom, President Trump and this whole controversy and the squad and AOC and all the different women that he is referring to, not by name, but it doesn't take a genius to figure out who he's talking about. It just makes it even bigger, because this president, like him or not, anything that involves him is blown up exponentially. It becomes a much bigger blip on the radar.
Let me ask you a question, and I kind of asked this, and people can think about this as we go to break. This was about race, and he is a black man. And so you could argue that because, and his Twitter bio even says, I'm an equity focused leader. I mean, this is clearly something that he obviously believes a lot in.
Mm-hmm.
What if we weren't talking about a tweet about race? What if the president, heaven knows he has tweeted about plenty of other things that have upset people. What if the superintendent of this district had tweeted in response to something the president said, but that had nothing to do with race? Because I give the superintendent here a little more latitude, because I hate to put it this way, but he is a black man, and the president offended him. And there are black kids in his district who, you know, and he speaks for, you know, equity-focused leader. It's clearly a platform of his. He didn't suddenly become about that issue after the president's tweet. He was about that issue before this anyway.
Where do you stand on it? 576-7798. Free speech? Should he be fired? Freedom of free from repercussion? Does the superintendent of Lee's Summit School District need to get involved in this? Anything wrong with it? 576-7798. Very, very controversial. I'll call him racist, but if you want to stay in the middle, very controversial tweets about the squad for Democratic women of color.
Go back to where you came from. That was the key part of his tweets on Sunday. The Lee Summit School superintendent is a black man who has been vocal about wanting to close the achievement gap in his district, which is a primarily white district. He even identifies himself on Twitter at EquitySupt1, calling himself an equity-focused leader. So on Sunday, in response to President Trump's tweets, he said these two things, and it has a lot of people divided about whether he should be going political on Twitter. If this is going political, some say it's not. People of color are often told to go back to where we came from. Direct and indirect messages constantly say, go back to your country, side of town, / neighborhood, former job, etc. You aren't needed or wanted in spaces we have normed as white. # racist in chief gets a 0 for originality. Then he said, when we normalize and fail to denounce racist Twitter rants from the leader of the free world, we shouldn't be surprised that similar lines of thinking show up at the local level. Again, this is his personal account. He's got about 3,300 followers.
576-7798. Is it right for the superintendent to be this charged about the president? Right to the phones we go, and Bob and Lee's Summit. Go ahead, Bob. You're on KMBZ.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out why we need a special thing for certain students. Why can't we just teach a kid as a kid. It doesn't matter whether he's purple, green, or yellow. He's a kid. You teach him as a kid. You don't teach. You shouldn't have to have a special counsel just to teach him how. Just to teach the teachers how to teach him.
Training is what he's talking about doing. I think is what you're referring to. Training for the teachers.
You're talking about sensitivity training. It shouldn't be. You shouldn't need sensitivity training. He said it's a kid.
You'd think so. You would think
every kid. Bob.
Needs. Bob. You would think so.
So what do you think about what he said on Twitter? What do you think about him being public on Twitter?
It doesn't matter because he's black and I'm white, and as long as you're white, you're the bad guy. It doesn't matter. You can say boy, purple, yellow, hello, and as if they decide it's a racist comment, it's a racist comment.
Do you think he should be public about his political views as the superintendent of a major school district?
He has every right to have his own opinion, and if he feels that he needs to put it out there on the web, then that's his issue. But I think he has every right to say what he wants to say and take the repercussions as they come.
Bob, thank you for your phone call. Let's go to Lexi in Mission on KMBZ. Go ahead, Lexi.
Well, hi. First, I want to tell you guys I listen to you constantly. And
thank you.
My mother. So here's the thing. I'm transgender. I also have encountered a lot of different kinds of comments. I think that the superintendent was completely entitled to voice his opinion. If the president can do it, so can he. They're both in office to serve our country, right? So here's my issue. You know, when we start talking about sending people back to where they came from, first of all, Africans, you know, are Africans. Doesn't matter if they're white or black or Asian or whatever. If they're from Africa, and you live in America, and you were born here, and you've grown up here, they consider you an American. You know, that's the way it is. And I don't think that people really understand that when it comes down to the bottom line, these are just people with abnormal patterns of behavior. Now, here's something that I think is interesting. In domestic battery, you can actually be arrested for saying assaultive language, using assaultive language, right? You can be arrested for that because it's considered domestic abuse. So, now, if somebody at Walmart, and I shop at that Walmart all the time, by the way, I was just there yesterday because I pick up my medicine at Walgreens. Anyway, to make a long story short, if you're at Walgreens and somebody assaults you like that verbally, can you file a police report? I don't know. Can you? Would that be, like, overwhelming for the police department to have to handle all these complaints about racism?
Lexi, I want to bring you back to the conversation real quick because I don't know about the Walmart you're speaking of in that situation. Do you think that this superintendent in Lee's Summit, should he face repercussions? It's okay because he has a voice just like the president. What backlash do you think comes his way?
What backlash?
Punishment.
Punishment for what the president did.
For him.
Okay, well, I think he's probably going to suffer in the polls. I don't think he can, you know, reasonably expect things to, you know, go his way. On the other hand, he's been very divisive.
He has. Hey, I got to get to the news here, Lexi, but thank you for your phone call. We appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. We'll get to David and John and Annie coming up on the other side of the news.
I'm going to put this request out on behalf of both of us, Wickett and I, that I would love for this not to become a discussion about President Trump. I would love to keep this as a discussion. And you're going to notice we're going to keep doing this, trying to get the discussion back to the question of the black Lee Summit school superintendent who leads a predominantly white district being open about his political views, which go against President Trump on Twitter.
It's midday with Jamie and Wickett here on a, what is today, Wednesday? Hey, a reminder.
Isn't it Tuesday?
No.
Today's Wednesday.
We did trivia yesterday. Today's Wednesday. You are halfway to the weekend.
I have gone about the entire morning thinking it's Tuesday. Well, now I got to rethink some things.
Man, if I would have known that, we would have done trivia again.
We could do trivia. We could totally do trivia any day.
We would have done trivia again.
Give me a chance to fix what happened yesterday.
Jason Kander will be in studio tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. from the Veterans Community Project. Obviously had held public office, ran for Senate here in the state of Missouri. He's going to be in studio tomorrow, 10 o'clock, so make sure you're listening. Right back to the phones and about this Lee Summit School Superintendent, his tweets. Following those coming from the President of the United States, does he have the right to do it? Should he do it? Should repercussions come his way? 576-7798. David, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to say I love your guys' show. Y'all got me hooked.
Oh,
thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Really, I listen to it all day. But anyway, back to the message with the deal. I don't think he should serve any repercussions because if the president or y'all's president. I don't consider him mine.
He is
president.
Yours, David. If you're an American citizen, he is yours. I, you may not like him. Lord knows, I think he's an embarrassment, but he is our president. So you.
That you is. But I feel like, you know, he shouldn't suffer any repercussions for that. But as far as Donald saying, y'all go back, well, I hate to say it, but the Anglo-Saxons came here and they were all Indians, and they wiped the Indians out and took this land because it was fertile and it had four seasons. And you can plant and grow after they learn you can do this. And now it's like he feels like he has the right to tell somebody to leave when they weren't here. It was just Indians or other people who learned how to work boats to float over here. And they were all brown people. And I just don't understand, you know, why he feels like he's justified and right by saying what he said about these people, because it's totally wrong.
I think, and I never, ever want to defend this president. I don't know if he actually believes half the stuff he tweets or actually puts out there. I believe Donald Trump wants to win a re-election. And we're getting to that point as the Democrats are trying to eat their own and figure out who is going to be the best candidate, air quote, to defeat him. I think he's trying to keep the attention on him. I think he's trying to keep his base fired up. I mean, he's got another rally going on in one of the Carolinas, I think, later on today. He's trying to win again, and this fires up his Republican base.
Yeah.
That's the reason. That's the big reason I think he actually put it out there, and why he's not backing off of it. Why he's continuing to double down on it.
Or maybe again, he does believe it.
Well, I don't want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but
maybe he does believe it. Might, he wouldn't be the only one who believes it. You know, he wouldn't be the only one who thinks it.
Hey, but David, thank you, and thank you for your kind words, my friend. John is in Shawnee. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right.
Good. Hey, couple quick things. I don't think that this superintendent should face any sort of repercussions for this. What he said is fine. He wasn't abrasive. He didn't go off on anybody. There wasn't any attacks. He just expressed his opinion. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I just wish people would just kind of lay off. And he has every right to say what he wants. It's what he believes. It's fine. But what Trump said, we all know. I'm a Republican. I didn't vote for him. I abstained. It was my choice. But what we all know, he's not a good speaker. He's just not. And he stumbles over his words quite a bit. I think he says things that he may not believe, but he's going to say it anyway. Like you just said, Mike, he wants to fire up his base. But if he would have said, ladies, go back to the countries your ancestors came from, and look at how broken they are and try to fix those. Would anybody have expressed a different opinion about this?
Yeah, but that means something different.
That's a different
That's
term.
Not the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. I think, and I'm just expressing my opinion, I think that's what I inferred from what he said, because he stumbles over his words so much. I think he left that out.
But again, he didn't say it. He tweeted
That's the difference, is that Twitter allows you the luxury. Hold on one second. Twitter allows you the luxury of thinking through that before you put it on Twitter.
And you can delete it.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we have a president who doesn't think, even when he's allowed to delete something or edit something, he's not doing it because he doesn't. I think he has the thought process of, I don't want to say a child, but maybe a teenager.
But my expectations are higher than that, I think. Mine
aren't when they come to Trump, though. You need to lower your expectations.
I know you're being facetious, but I'm going to be serious. No, I don't. My expectations get to be what they would be of any other president.
Hey, John, real quick, John, you abstained in 2016. Do you have any indication what you're going to do come 2020?
Man, I don't know. I don't know what I'm having for dinner tonight. I don't know if I'm going to vote or not.
Hey, John, thank you, man. Appreciate you getting in. And thank you for having that perspective. Annie's in Kansas City. Go ahead, Annie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
And really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Wanted to comment that, as far as I'm concerned, the Lee Summit superintendent is a leader in his community, just like any other leader would be the mayor, city council. And he should. He expected to make comments so that everyone can understand every side of every issue. Representative Cleaver already spoke out against it. I would expect Mayor James and incoming Mayor Lucas to speak out also. So I think he should be commended, given a raise, and not have any repercussions whatsoever.
Here's the difference in my mind, Annie. The people that you are referring to are black elected leaders, and this is the black appointed leader of a district whose salary is paid by taxpayers.
Yes, that's right. But he was hired, and I'm sure the hiring committee knew of his leanings, and he's been outspoken about it and getting this training in that he wants to get everyone trained. So why not let him speak out? First Amendment, he's a leader. Let him.
Here's why it matters. And here's where we can say, yes, he should stop tweeting, or no, he shouldn't, or, you know, whether he should be reprimanded or not. Keeping in mind, he's got a lot of white kids in a district, you know, district is predominantly white. Does it make him an ineffective leader? Does it, what's the word? Does it dilute his ability to lead all people of his district? That's where it matters. And if it doesn't affect his ability to be a good leader, then absolutely keep at it. But if it does, if it makes some kids feel like they don't trust him or that he is not the leader for everybody, then you have a problem.
Thank you for your phone call, Annie. Let's go to Elliot and Shawnee. Elliot, what do you think?
Hey, love your guys' show, love your station.
Thank you.
I want to preface my statement here with a disclaimer. I'm a huge rabid Trump fan.
Okay.
I was one of the first 2016 people to donate to his campaign, and still am. So,
okay.
One, I don't think anybody should be penalized for posting anything on social media. Two, I think it's even more important that we allow everybody to post what they think, especially when they're in charge of our kids. I want to know what they truly believe and what they think, because that's going to be influencing what they're actually really teaching my kids behind those closed doors. Three, I just want everybody to be treated the same. And you've seen a lot of news stories about police officers getting in trouble for what they post on social media. So if you're going to allow a superintendent to get involved in the fray, how can you not allow the police officer to get involved in the fray? But I think that Jamie makes an excellent point. Once you do, you got to deal with the repercussions of alienating either your student, the students that don't agree with you, or people in the community that need you to be a law enforcement and to be objective.
Hey, Elliot, thank you for your phone call, my friend. See? Everybody's got a good opinion on this one today. It's a great conversation.
I mean, we've had police officers lose their jobs sometimes over things that they've been public about for the same reason.
And I don't know if the comparison between a police officer and a school superintendent, though, to me is apples to apples. He's in charge of a bunch of principals and teachers.
And a bunch of kids. This is one of the largest school districts in our area.
Police officers are out there every day on the street trying to keep everybody safe from violence and safe from being killed. I don't know if the conversation is the same.
I don't know, but we're talking about him, so
I
don't know.
I know we want to keep it on topic. I know. Elliot, thank you, my friend. Carrie is in Lee's Summit. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hi. I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, I kind of agreed sort of with the last two callers. He should be allowed to say whatever he wants to say and have his opinion, but I don't know that it promotes his agenda or helps anyone understand being equal if he's putting those out there, especially because he is in charge of children. And so when he puts those out there, he can make himself look bad. So you do have to be held to kind of a higher standard, which sometimes means holding your tongue.
I don't disagree with that. Sometimes silence is golden. And that was what I was taught long, long ago.
Someone else that could learn that too.
You know, if we went into the wrong industry, I think.
I wasn't talking about us.
If silence is golden, but it is an important lesson to learn. And there's a guy on Pennsylvania Avenue
that might want to not immediately publicly react to everything. Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.